Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
I'll bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We hope you had a great weekend. We certainly did. And we have a lot to chop up, Atlanta, a lot to talk about, including what the Braves were able to do yesterday. As Mike mentioned, Ozuna from the Braves, and he's been terrific in this lineup this season. And to be quite honest, he's probably the reason we won at least three or four games already with his clutch hitting. But before we get into all of that, and we will talk plenty about Scottie Scheffler's second Masters win, which was incredible. I thought guys caved around him and choked. And as the pressure mounted, he just kept doing what he was doing, and it was incredible to see. We'll also talk about the Hawks, who are now in the play-in. We'll turn our attentions to Wednesday. They will play the Chicago Bulls, and remember, lose, they're done. Win, they still have to go win another one to get into the playoffs. And we've got, of course, the G-Day game to talk about as well. Mike, how was your weekend, bro?
It was good, man. It's just like everybody's – I mean, if you're a golf fan, this is like your favorite weekend of the year. Just literally sitting out outside, got the TV outside, just smoking cigars, drinking tequila, watching – as you said, unfortunately, didn't get the drama on Sunday other than watching DeChambeau completely implode on Saturday afternoon. And then, of course, holes out 18. But, yeah, Scottie Scheffler is just steady, man. It's with his putter. That's the difference, man. He could putt when nobody else could seem to get it right.
Well, the comparisons to Tiger's short game is fair. When Tiger was in his prime and winning like, you know, nobody else. Around the greens, he was so efficient, and his putting game was on top of the world, man. He just didn't miss the putt you needed to hit. Scottie Scheffler has that. He also has the mental makeup, I think, Mike, to be a guy that's going to win not multiple green jackets, only green jackets, but also multiple other majors. Right. I think, you know, in the next decade, over the next 10 years, we're going to be talking about Scottie Scheffler winning I think all of these tournaments that matter when you talk about the majors. Now, is he going to have 14 majors like Tiger or 18 like Jack?
Right.
I can't tell you that. But I do think, Mike, it's his world, and everybody else right now is chasing Scottie Scheffler because he's shown you, not only am I the number one golfer in the world, when we get to these big tournaments, I'm able to perform.
Right. And other guys, as we said, Morikawa has won 2 majors, so you thought maybe, Carl, he'd have the minerals to get things rolling. Then he hits that bunker shot and back into the bunker on 9, takes the double. That kind of took him out. And the guys were kind of rising and falling as they do over the course of the weekend. You know, DeChambeau put on a show. He is the modern-day Phil Mickelson. Whether you like him or not, Carl, he's fun to watch because there's always going to be some crazy stuff he's going to pull. He gets into some situations somebody can extricate himself from, others he can't. But that was about it because, as we said, Scheffler, guys, you get 2 green jackets – and you've been the number one guy. He's already qualified for the Hall of Fame and the whole shebang. So his legacy is secure. There was a little bit of drama, I guess, on Saturday. If the wife went into labor, would he have to leave? And how could you leave the Masters if you're winning it? But he is a man of faith, and he's dedicated to the wife. And that, luckily for him, did not have to be a decision he had to make.
Yeah, I know everybody was kind of freaking out. And I think, Mike, your text was he's already got one, which, I think if you once you've won the green jacket one time, you're in a special class. But I'm with you. I was like,
but two, now you're a legacy. As
yeah,
we said.
Exactly. So I was hoping he didn't have to make that decision. He's 27 years old, guys. 9th tournament win of his career and the 2nd in a 3-year period at the Masters. 1 in 22, now in 24. And we'll see if he can defend next year. 404-726-0929. It's our Salomon Brothers Diamond text line. Of course, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. And follow us, guys. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. We will talk to Connor Riley coming up at 4 about the Dogs and G-Day and figure out what he took away from the Dogs practice, because and technically that's what Kirby talks about. It is another practice, but it's one that you get a chance to see. It's one that's on television, so everybody gets amped up to get a chance to see what they might look like coming up in the fall. We'll talk to him coming up at 4 o'clock. Let's talk about the Braves, Mike, because the good news is you found a way to win in Miami. The bad news is Charlie Morton struggled.
Yeah.
And this is something, again, I may sound like a broken record, but the fact of the matter is, if you're going to ask me right now, is there anything I'm concerned about? I'm not concerned about this lineup. We've said this. I'm more concerned that Charlie in 5 2-thirds innings gave up 7 hits and 6 earned runs. Chris Sale pitched 7 innings the other night. He gave up 5 runs. Fried was remarkable on Friday night. I mean, that looked like the Max Fried, Mike, that won the World Series for us. So are you concerned, or is this, hey, how the game's played out?
Yeah, I mean, if you are, first off, start with the Max Fried on Friday. That was great to see because he had 2 really awful days. Let's be honest. He was struggling mightily. I thought that Sale had a decent day. Unfortunately for the Braves, they ran into the Marlins. This is their latest young pitcher who's kind of a phenom, Max Meyer. That's their guy that they drafted out of Minnesota, and he's got the stuff. But Sale, I think it was the 7th inning where things kind of came off the rails. He gave up 3 runs. But you're right. They can slug with anybody, but this is not the concern of the regular season. It's in the postseason. This is where this pitch is going to come back to bite you. We all knew that Strider, it was going to be bad news. It is, although he will, if the surgery goes well, be up sooner than he would have been if it was regular Tommy John. So he'll be able to compete next season in the spring as opposed to waiting halfway through next season.
Yeah. I was talking to Andy Ranney about, has anybody else done this? Is it more risky? I'm sure that the physicians that did this surgery, Mike, laid out everything to him. But there's always a risk, guys, when you go under the knife, okay? If any of you have had any kind of surgery in your life, they tell you, well, it may not work the way you expect it. It's just part of it, okay? So you go in and you hope that everything's going to get fixed and you hope that Strider can rehab and get back a lot sooner than the anticipated timetable. But at the end of the day, this is still a major surgery. This is still something they're going into his throwing arm and doing something to it. So I am just going to keep my fingers crossed. I feel terrible for him, Mike, because you just felt like his career was going this way. And I got, my hands moving up. It was moving in the right direction. He was starting to get the recognition he deserved. We talked about 300 potential strikeouts this year. And I feel terrible for him. But I hope that this works out and he's able to get back sooner than later.
Yeah, and I know that we had that story that came out last week talking about the sweeper pitch. Is there any correlation between guys that are kind of going to this kind of combination curve slider and they're just jamming things up? I don't know. But I do know that he might not be the same guy, Carl, when he comes back because he's lived off his velocity. And, if he's not hitting 98, 99, and he's like 90, 92, 95 is still good enough to be in the show, obviously, and be a starting pitcher for many years. But he's going to have to develop more breaking balls and more off-speed stuff. And what's he going to look like? What's Strider 2.0 or 3.0, if you want to call it, because he had the surgery at Clemson.
That's the thing. We will have to wait and see. The one guy we're not having to wait and see about is Marcell Ozuna. And I want you to hear what Brian Snicker, our manager, had to say about how Marcell has been playing. And then I got something to say to some Braves fans. Here's Snit.
I thought the one, you know, the double was out, honestly. Yeah, he's such a good hitter. And when he gets going, those guys get hot. I mean, that thing is awful slow for him.
It is. And listen, he said yesterday, he was talking in the postgame, you guys might have saw it, where he said, I didn't think I hit a home run. I just got a hold of it, you know, and I didn't believe it was going to leave the yard. But he talked about playing together. And listen, we've said this to you guys. Marcell is very well liked in that clubhouse. But, Mike, we go back to two seasons ago, when many Braves fans wanted to run this guy out of town, not knowing the facts, not knowing what had happened in his personal life. All they had heard was, oh, it's domestic violence. He's got to go. And the Braves have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to this stuff. And if it was as bad as many of you thought it was,
right,
they would have moved on. Instead, they stayed the course. They supported him. And think about what Brian Snicker did. And we said this to you guys last year. He ran him out there. When he could have just said, nah, I've got other options, I'm not going to do that, Snit supported him. And guys, my point is, this is why you just don't rush to judgment in these situations. And now Ozuna, all of a sudden, you're saying, maybe we need to re-sign him. Isn't it interesting?
Yeah. I mean, a few years ago, you have to eat the 60. Yeah, okay. First of all, they were never going to eat the money. You hope that he catches fire. And he has. And Carl just touched on it. It's not like this guy is ostracized in the clubhouse. They love him. And he's a good dude. He made some mistakes in his personal life. I mean, you without sin, you can throw those rocks. A lot of Braves fans apparently like to do that. You know, like you go down that conversation about pitching, a certain pitcher that nobody wants to hear the name mentioned. But I don't care about the – look, if it's something that hurts somebody and he's putting people in harm's way, okay, then there's a price to be paid for that. But that wasn't the case, to your point, with Ozuna. But everybody rushed to judgment. Remember Dusty Baker on Monday night's Hank Aaron broadcast saying, man, last time we were there booing that guy.
He sure did.
Yes, they were. So, again, if you're a Braves fan and you took pleasure in booing a guy because he had made – like, again, shouldn't have been behind the wheel. We get that. But you know, you're the kind of person to get your yayas from booing a guy that got a DUI – who's trying to help your ball club win? I can't wrap my head around that.
I can't either. And that's why I said, you know, to these Braves fans, not all of you, most of you.
Just the sanctimonious ones.
Yes, because that was the sentiment. And we get it. We hear it from you all the time. They need to let him go, Dukes! Mm-hmm. Okay. And I said, do you really want to just eat this money and not have any other options? I think they knew, the Braves organization knew, there was some more to the story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's why they weren't quick to let him go. The Braves weren't going to – guys, if this was nasty and bad and ugly, Mike, they would have let him go. They would have cut him and ate the money because they don't want to be associated with any of that. But they knew there were some other things in this story that were like, okay, well, we'll let it play out and see where it goes. Meanwhile, Ozuna battled, and he's been great so far.
Got the best slugging percentage right now of the month. He just killed it. I mean, you're seeing it. And, again, two strikes in the count when he hits that unbelievable shot in the ninth.
Big hit. All right, we're coming back. We got some headlines to get to. Scheffler, more on his Masters win, his second green jacket. It was a draw in Philly, and not the way you want to end the regular season, but life goes on. We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the NFL Draft, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All your mock drafts now. All right? What is the pick going to be? Mike and I are going to be down at Mercedes-Benz, by the way, doing the show down there on Thursday. That is the 25th. And Mike Conti, Wes Durham, Dave Archer will take things over and take you through the draft live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, of course, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll have all the picks, guys. We'll have, of course, the Falcons pick the next day, which is the 26th. That'll be a Friday. Mike and I will be up at Flowery Branch talking to whomever it's going to be. Corner, linebacker, it doesn't matter. Edge rusher, we don't know, right? But whoever that person is will be up there at our Ticketmaster studios talking to them on that Friday and getting some perspective as the Falcons will head into the weekend with you know, their first pick under their belt, and then we'll see how the rest of the draft is going to play out. Again, as much as we are all fascinated with the first pick, it's about the overall draft. We need more than just one guy to come in here, Mike, and help us. We need multiple guys to be able to come in here and help this team. So, again, I will not evaluate this draft until we come back that next week and we see what the entire class looks like. But, of course, Thursday night is a big night.
The argument here on the station between Carl and I and you guys has been, you know, we know we need an edge rush. We've always needed an edge rush. But are the edge rushers good enough to take it at the eighth spot? And then you get into Cooper DeJean, the corner from Iowa, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo.
I'm all in on him, by the way.
Yeah, and either one. Now, I know it is kind of funny, though. I mean, we did joke around about it last week, the fact you got to have a white defensive back in this day and age, but this guy's got tremendous skills, and you've seen it. If you hadn't seen it, just look at his YouTube. He's got a million things the guy does at all sports. But to Quinyon Mitchell or him, and everyone does feel that those dudes are worth taking a date, where Dallas Turner or Jared Verse would be a bit of a reach.
I agree. That has been my argument. And if we're sitting there, Mike, on that Friday the 26th, and it happens to be Dallas Turner, this is not personal. It's business. And my point is it worth drafting any of those guys at that spot? If you're drafting him at 15, I feel a lot better at that point in the draft than I do at 8. So we'll see. But there's a lot still to be determined, guys. We're going to hear from our general manager coming up. He sat down with our buddy Steve Wyche and had an interesting conversation, right?
Hey, yeah, we're going to get some of the audio for that. One of the things I think a lot of folks are interested in, what does a Kyle Pitts usage rate look like in this Rams
Mike,
offense, right?
What does a Kyle Pitts usage
rate
look like?
Well, it better be what it was in the first year, 1,000 yards receiving, but how about 8-9 touchdowns?
Please?
The red zone weapon we always thought this dude was going to be.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to – you guys know this. You listen every day. You guys know this. This is a big year for Kyle Pitts, all right? Going into the offseason, OTAs, training camp, all this, you're going to hear me a lot saying, I need a big year from Kyle Pitts. The season will start. I will say I need a big year from Kyle Pitts.
Right.
Nothing is going to change until we start to see him in the end zone, putting up numbers, Mike, making the kinds of plays, and I'm not using injury as an excuse. Now we'll be 2 years removed from the injury. I just need a big year from him.
Right, and it's almost like getting that. You know, we talk so much about adding the pieces. Somebody who's like Darnell Mooney, but this is almost getting a guy.
I got you, Darnell. I got you.
Yeah, and by the way, I had this conversation with a guy the other day at the gym. Man, you're riding that Darnell Mooney hard. You don't even know who he is. None of you guys do. Like, I'm sure he's a nice guy. We'll get a chance to talk to him face-to-face. I know that he had a 1,000-yard season. Everyone talks about what the hell happened or what didn't happen with Justin Fields. Well, he connected with that dude a couple years ago, then he hadn't been that same guy. So I don't know.
We'll see. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We got a lot to chop up here. NFL Blitz is on the way. Also, Jason Longshore is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Big O behind the glass. Of course, he is our engineer. Turtle executive producing today. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Something touched me at the Masters that I had no idea it would touch me. And that is saying goodbye to Vern Lundquist. He is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He's also brilliant at what he did. As he calls it quits, 40 years now when you talk about this coverage. Vern has done everything in our business when you talk about from covering various events to calling different events. And, Mike, I'm going to let you hear this for those who missed it. But Scottie Scheffler hits the final putt to win the Masters. Right. To get his second green jacket.
People have been wondering, who is the next star in golf? And maybe they just haven't realized he was here the whole time. His stardom confirmed. The father-to-be is the champion of today.
Low-key guy, just 27, man. Just 27. He handled his business. We talked about it. You know, I'm not a guy who's never heard of Åberg, the kid from Sweden. But he certainly did a nice job. Max Homa, everybody was in a shot. You thought it might have like a three-way battle, Carl, going down to the wire. It never materialized. Morikawa, we talked about, you know, and Fleetwood's always in the top 10, never wins anything. And then Bryson DeChambeau, I thought was the most interesting guy other than Scheffler this weekend. For all the highlights, anybody else Saturday watching him just hit it in the water on 15? You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, he really is like modern-day Phil Mickelson.
All over the place.
Leaves you scratching your head.
And you almost want to see him make a mistake to see how he might work out of it, right? That's right. Kind of what it is. Right. It's almost like, hey, I want to see this 400-foot drive or 400-yard drive, but I also know you're going to screw it up, and I want to see how you're going
to
get out of it.
Do you and I have to come to the realization, I said this on Friday when you were up, Carl, by the way, was on the road with the Hawks, and nice job getting them motivated up in Indianapolis. But we talked on Friday, I said, you and I, the dream has died hard for us that Tiger will never win another major.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but when he did what he did at Augusta the last, and that was before that damn car accident out in Southern California, which is completely took him to a whole other level of just not being able to do the things we're used to seeing him do. He took a 16 over, said there's some good things. It's hard to say anything positive about a 16 over, made the cut.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it was great and classy to see him reach out to Vern, but I still, you know, give him a puncher's chance, but man, physically, he just looks like every step on that course looks labored.
Saturday, where was I? Oh, I was in Indy Saturday. We had left Minnesota, and I am watching, just sitting there watching the Masters. We were at like a little bar or whatever, and I thought Tiger hurt himself, Mike. I thought there was a point in the tournament on Saturday, because he battled Thursday, right? He was one over. Friday, it was like, literally, if I could just make pars and maybe be in this thing going into Saturday. And Saturday, it felt like, I don't know what hole it was, but it felt like he hurt himself. And then from that moment on, he wasn't the same. And when I say hurt himself, he wasn't going to quit.
Right.
He was just going to play it out. And even if he sucked, he was not going to quit. And it's just hard for me to say never because I witnessed 2019.
Right.
But I will say this, Scottie Scheffler is the guy. And I told you guys before last week, I said he's going to win this tournament. He's been the most consistent guy on tour. The problem I have, Mike, is all of these guys are not under one umbrella, and it sucks. But when you bring all the stars together, okay, and you're in these tournaments, the brightest stars shine. That has been Scottie Scheffler. John Rahm was terrible in this tournament.
This whole live thing really messed with his head.
It did.
From the start of the week with all the questions, and he basically admitted that he's sick and tired of answering questions because he left himself open for the criticism of saying, you know, we should be playing 72. Well, look, you signed up for this, you know? And the PGA coverage because of the Golf Channel was so anti-live, it was almost comical. It was almost like they were trying to draw mustaches on the guys on the screen. You know, it's like, oh, they're evil. But, you know, I just do think in a case like this, you know, the PGA guy did beat the live guys. But, you know, the live guys are still names you want to see out there.
They are. But all of those guys crumbled. They choked. They caved when it mattered most. And Scotty did not. This is an emotional sign-off by Vern Lundquist, if you missed it.
Thank you so much, Jim. My honor. My privilege.
So if
he's choking up. Yeah, he's sobbing.
He's choking up. And Mike, I saw some of the responses, and people are just jerks out there. You guys are a-holes, straight up. Vern Lundquist is terrific. And guys are like, that's a little bit of a dramatic music. 40 years, you idiot!
He's been
doing this. He's been great at it. He's a guy that has made so many guys comfortable. They respect him on tour. What are you talking about? That's a little dramatic. He's saying goodbye.
Right. And the guy, again, you used to go around and around. I guess if you're a fan and you feel your team is getting like is not getting a level or fair treatment on the broadcast, Vern, when he said anything about anybody, he was always tongue in cheek. People get so serious. Never thought Vern was anti-Georgia. Just like I know Gary Danielson drives some people crazy. I mean, I've never understood that, you know. But Vern is a sweetheart. We've had some great conversations with Vern over the years. We were trying to get him on this last week, but obviously he had a lot of commitments. But he's just an absolute sweetheart of a guy in a business with a lot of jerks. He's just an absolute prince. By the way, remember the years we asked him, you know, hey, Vern, can you use smorgasbord in a sentence? Sure. So, Georgia, going for a two-point conversion. Not exactly a smorgasbord of options.
He would get it in.
People go nuts. Herculean he used for us, shenanigans. Just a great, just an absolute sweet guy who loved what he did. Think about all the way back from his coming up in Texas radio.
Seguin.
Right.
Seguin, Texas. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's why I guess maybe I have more of an affinity for him and his work. Because he's Texas, everybody loves him there, and he's well respected in the business, man. But when I saw some of those comments, like, "Oh, it's a little dramatic," well, maybe you can be great at your job, and 40 yes. years from now, when you say goodbye, they will respect you the way that they respect Vern right. Lundquist. That's, it just right. ticked me off, Mike. I'm like, really? This guy is an old guy now. He's walking with a cane.
He looks like Yoda. I mean, I'm with you. I just think, man, you know, he's just, if you didn't enjoy Vern, I don't think you got lumps of coal in your heart, man. And think about, like, one of the classic calls on the radio on the Super Bowl. Jackie Smith.
That's right.
Dropped the pass against the Steelers.
Cowboys.
Bless his heart, he's got to be the sickest man in America right now.
Cowboys and Steelers.
It hit him right in the numbers as he remembers he sat down in the end zone.
All right, Vern. We'll miss you, man. No
in
doubt.
In all your life.
Yeah. Have you ever? Yeah. One of the best calls ever. All right, guys. More on the Braves as they get ready to take on the Astros tonight. We'll talk more about that, more with Kirby Smart and what he had to say about G-Day. But when we come back, Jason Longshore joins us to talk about what happened up in Philly on Dukes and Bell.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It is Dukes and Bell coming off of a big weekend. More on what went down, should I say, in Athens with G-Day. We'll hear from Kirby Smart, who talked about what they will do now and what their focus will be. But we got to talk about Atlanta United, too, and that means Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United, joins us right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. 2-2 draw. We talk about draws being wins, feeling like losses. Which one was this?
If you had told me this is how it would have finished before the game, I would have said it feels like a draw. The way it played out, it feels a little more like a loss because you had a 2-goal lead. And I think this game really showed the effects of momentum. When we talk about soccer specifically, but I mean, you can carry this over to any sport. Atlanta was in control. They had the game not done because obviously it wasn't, but you had a 2-0 lead in the second half. And a bad giveaway gave Philadelphia momentum. They got an equalizer quickly, and they took advantage. They're very good at that, and you just can't open that door to a flip in momentum on giveaways like Atlanta did.
Yeah, I hate to invoke – you get mad at me when I do this, Jason – the bad times. You know, like, you know, those parts of, like, 2019 and, you know, where we just always just could never seem to handle success and would give up leads. Now, sometimes those are backbreakers and stoppage time. This is one where we just – they just used it. They took over the momentum. It was a real physical game, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think this was the fifth or the sixth time in club history, so not often at all, that they've had a 2-0 lead and lost it. So that, to that degree, it hasn't happened very much. And I know there were a lot of people making comparisons to goals that were given up last year. These were different. This was a whole different animal in this game. It's just one of those where the game is not settled, but it felt like it was pretty much done. Philadelphia didn't have a lot going forward, and they get that goal off of it's a bad giveaway from Edwin Mosquera, who had made a good defensive play right before. And he tries to make the safe pass back and mishits it. No one can get to it. And, I mean, Brad Kazan couldn't get to it. He started to come for it, and it was so far away from him. There's no way he could get there. And then you're bringing the risk of having to go to ground, potentially making a tackle, compounding it by maybe getting a red card in that situation, being the last one back. So the game flips. And it just – it's frustrating because of how well – they dealt with some of that physicality at times. You know, Philadelphia is a team that plays a game that's completely different than the way Atlanta wants to play it. And there's not a right and a wrong about it. There's taste to it. And everybody has a different taste in what they like to see in how teams approach the game. And Philadelphia does it very differently. They're effective with it. And they find ways to hang around in games because they don't have to connect a lot of passes. They don't have to have, you know, individual players making brilliant plays at times. Sometimes it is the collective, and when they get an opportunity, this is a group that's very good at capitalizing on it. And they did here. That opportunity was handed to them, and they took advantage.
What did Gonzalo Pineda have to say about this? As far as what do you think the team's going to take away from it?
I think you take that frustration away from it, and you have to learn from it. You have to channel it, and you know, you just have to be safer at times with the ball in moments. And I think Gonzalo explained it really well with Mosquera and the moment that happens, because Edwin Mosquera is electric with the ball at his feet going forward. We've seen him be that super sub, that kind of microwave effect for this team on the offensive side. But to get on the field more, he's got to be better defensively. And he did the defensive work in the play, in the moment, and then made a bad decision and bad execution on his pass as well. You didn't need to risk that there. And when you start talking about decision-making on the field and weighing risk, if he connects that pass back and Noah Cobb's able to settle it or Luis Abraham's able to settle it and everything's okay, but if you don't connect it, you see what happens. Was that the right decision there? No. I think you could have tried to turn it back upfield on the dribble. If you lose possession right there at midfield, it's a throw-in for them at midfield, and you can handle that better. So you start having to make those calculations a little bit quicker. I thought in terms of the way the game played out as a whole, Pineda was very happy with it. You know, when you have your third and your fourth center back in the match to start the game and you have a 2-0 lead – until pretty late in the second half, they did the job. And that's a young back line with you know, Cobb and Wiley, two homegrowns there, that did the job. And it's kind of taken away from them because of that mistake. And you know, the second goal, we've talked a lot about it, and we talked a lot about it on the full-time report. The throw-in, it's very, very close to whether Nathan Harriel stepped over the line. If he steps over the line,
over the line!
Throw. if he's on the line, it's okay. And that heel is really, really close. Philadelphia complaining about the offside goal that was taken away from them. That was also very, very close. So you want to chalk them both up, whatever, that's fine. Mm. You know, the goal itself from Wagner, we take away the throw-in portion of it. The goal itself from Wagner's outstanding. I mean, it's a volley from the top of the 18 after a headed clearance from Wiley that very low percentage of that one being converted, and it's a great goal from Kai Wagner.
Nah, it still sucks. It's our man Jason Longshore. Mm. We won passing accuracy, possession, shots on goal.
Yep.
Ah, Jason, where does it go from here? Actually, it's Cincinnati. we're sixth place. They're fifth place. We're only 4 points out of first place.
The gap is really narrow in the East, and this is how it's going to be all season. You know, we can't – I think you just can't get overly hung up on game-to-game, because you're going to have a game where one mistake turns it, because the gap between Atlanta and Philadelphia is really nothing. Just like the gap between Atlanta and Cincinnati and the gap between Philadelphia and Cincinnati. Mm. Really not much of a gap. So you're going to come down to these individual plays and these individual moments. The Eastern Conference, I think you could make the argument that six of the eight best teams in Major League Soccer are in the East, and Atlanta's one of them. But to get higher up that power ranking, you can't make those mistakes, and you got to close out wins at home. They almost went to 4-0 at home, winning their first four home games for the first time ever. That's never happened before. tells you how difficult it is sometimes in this league.
Ah.
Talk to me about Cincinnati, who's up next. What do you make of this next matchup?
It's a different flavor of the same approach. Cincinnati's not a possession-dominant team, but they're better with the ball than Philadelphia, in my opinion, because they have one of the best players in the league in Lucho Acosta, last year's MVP. He can make magic happen, and he often does against Atlanta United. He's such a dangerous player on the dribble, such a good creative player. I think a lot of people thought Cincinnati would be even better than they were last year when they won the Supporters' Shield and be better defensively, especially adding Miles Robinson, adding DeAndre Yedlin. They haven't necessarily been that yet, and maybe it takes a little bit of time for all the new pieces to mesh, but Cincinnati hasn't, I think, shown that they're the best team in the East. In my opinion, Columbus is the best team in the East. We know Miami can be the hottest team at times and the coldest team at times. They're going to be all over the place this season. I think they have the highest ceiling, but maybe the lowest floor of the contenders in the East. Cincinnati should be steadier, and this won't be an easy match at home by any stretch, but it is also, I think, a Cincinnati team that does have some weaknesses, and especially the way that back line has not come together. I think Atlanta can get down the right side, especially the opposite side from Yedlin, put in dangerous balls from Lennon and Saba Lobjanidze, and those two combining can be a key. The other key, get guys healthy. Get Giakoumakis back, even if it's not to start. Get him healthy. Get the center backs healthy, although Cobb and Abram did a good job yesterday. Get to where you have that depth again, to where it's not just a good 60 to 70 minutes, but you then have the guys who have done a pretty good job starting in different roles. Now you can bring them off the bench to close games out. You have some different ways to do that.
I like that phrase, dangerous balls. I think we could use that as a band name. I'm going to get that on the back of a jersey, Carl, 92 on it. There he is, dangerous balls. All right, real quick, we got NFL Blitz coming up here in about 10 minutes. Who's going to win the EPL? It looks like it's coming down to the wire, man. It looks really exciting.
City is the most consistent, and I think the results yesterday kind of put it in their lap, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a team that you don't expect to make those kinds of mistakes and throw points away. I think they're going to take it, but one slip up, if you have one injury to a key player for Manchester City here down the stretch, and they've got Champions League to deal with as well, then everything is back in flux.
Okay. Cool. I was watching some of Liverpool yesterday against Crystal Palace. There you go.
Good stuff. Hey, we appreciate you as always, Jason. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right.
Dangerous balls.
Yeah, I like it. And it's a good phrase to use. I'll say this. You know, Jason said we should have probably – you felt like a loss because you had a two-goal lead.
And the goalie got knocked out. Goalkeeper got knocked out.
Those are things that, you know, again, those matches come back to bite you. So we'll see how it plays out. But we said it. For the few matches at home, they've been exciting. The team seems like it's – you know, going to score a lot of goals, but at the end of the day, that's one that got away from you. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We will talk plenty more draft coming up in the Blitz. One wide receiver who said, I want out, apparently wants in. And also, new uniforms. Will it be the difference for this particular team? I don't think so. We'll get to all of that coming up in our NFL Blitz next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.